changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I want to share with you today the secret of, how do I say this? My former wife's success. I tend to default to the term ex-wife, but first of all, that's not specific when it comes to me. And second of all, I hear that some people take umbrage at the word ex. My former wife is very, very successful as a yoga teacher in Kansas City, Missouri, and everyone loves her. She is probably the most liked person I have ever met, legitimately, and she deserves it. She's that good person on both sides, always. She's that way. And I learned early on that she could have 20 people pass through her studio just checking it out in a month, and another studio could have 20 people pass through their studio in a month. And she would pick up and get regular students out of five or more of them, whereas a regular student yoga studio would be lucky to get one. And one of the things that I noticed about her was that she was obsessed with this attribute that we're going to talk about today, which is one of Dale Carnegie's secrets to how to win friends and influence people. Again, Carnegie is not talking about how to manipulate people in a negative way, although I guess a lot of these things have been used by unscrupulous people, but we're not. We just simply want to get along better with people. And what he suggests we do is to use the other person's name as often as possible. Use the other person's name as often as possible. Now, you don't want to sound silly about it, but I remember that back when I was selling radio advertising in my 20s for WZLD, Columbia, South Carolina, and I would call people. I had learned this technique from a sales trainer named Joel Weldon, and it worked. And one of the things was, when you called a business, even if the person you wanted to speak to answered the phone, you would ask to speak to that person. So if you were calling, Brittany Lynn, she would say, "Hi, this is Brittany Lynn." You'd say, "May I speak to Brittany?" And she would say, "This is Brittany." And then you'd say, "Thank you." Now, you've just said that name like, what, 3-4 times within the conversation? And we are so magnetically drawn to our names. Our name is one of the first things we learn, usually in a negative way. Will, you know, when you're about to pull the television off the TV tray onto your head, back when TVs were 70-pound things. Will! So our name is ingrained into us. It's been proven that if you want to wake someone up, the best thing you can do is to say their name. We are so locked into our names. Brian Tracy talks about this in The Psychology of Achievement, I think it is, or The Psychology of Selling. Anyway, everything by Brian Tracy is excellent. But he talks about how we have a thing at our brainstem, a part of our brain, called the reticular activating system, the RAS. The RAS is the thing that keeps us from being overstimulated by everything around us all the time. We can walk through a room and we can say, "Doggone it, why can't I see my glasses?" And they were right there, and I've already looked here a couple of times. Well, the reticular activating system begins to help us make things sort of blend into the background so we don't pay over attention to things all the time. This is, in my estimation, one of the challenges with people with autism, and that's that overstimulation. Now, I don't know if there's a connection. The point is, we do have a reticular activating system. And the way we know this is, if you're standing at a cocktail party or where was I yesterday or day before yesterday? I was walking through somewhere. It was down a sidewalk. That's what it was. I was walking down a sidewalk and I heard someone say, "Will." Well, that happens for me a lot. The problem is people are not actually saying, "Will." They're saying, "Well," but it is so close to my name that I hear it as being my name. So we are all literally triggered by our name. So one of the things we can do to improve our relationships with people is to learn and use their names. I'm going to do a speech day after tomorrow in Austin, Texas. The week after that, I'm in Chicago. Everybody get vaccinated, please, and put on your masks. I'm loving being back on the road, and I don't like to have to worry about the Delta variant. Thank you. That's my commercial for health. But when I go traveling and when I do these speeches, there are two things that are extremely important, okay? Two. Number one, what time is the speech? What time am I supposed to hit the stage? That's one of the things that event planners program down usually to the minute. You know, you're on at 9:15, so that means you're on till 10:15 or 10 a.m. or whatever. But you're on at this time. You've got to be ready to hit the stage, and that means sitting in the audience or behind, backstage 10 minutes or so before. That's number one. The second thing is, when is the audio video check? When are you going to go in and check to make sure that your microphone works, that the clicker works, that they have downloaded the PowerPoint? I've had a number of people who literally, I had one client, I can't remember, this was years ago. I literally was on stage and they go, "Okay, so where do we get your PowerPoint?" And we had emailed them multiple times. So you want to have this AV check. And when you go into the AV check, that's when you meet the most important people at the conference. Not the VIPs. These are the people you walk past all the time, but these are the people who assure whether or not the conference looks and feels professional. And these are the audio video people. These are the people running the lights, the cameras, the microphones. And those names, I tell every speaker, are the most important. You may meet dozens of other people while you're at a speaking event, but the name of the AV people, at least for the next 2 to 3 hours, is the most important thing. Why are you going to have to come and talk to them? Sometimes, but more often, you're not. But if you do, you're going to call them by their name. These people make you look good. And it also creates an environment of getting, you're now part of the team because you're saying, "Hey, Matt, I asked Joe over there about this." And he's like, "You know Joe and you know my name." So I want to give you some ideas on how to remember names. I tell you what, it's a challenge for me where I live because, as I've told you, I think I'm one of 8 people here full time. The rest of the people turn it over as an Airbnb. It's Key Largo. Didn't used to be this way, but now Airbnb has made everybody with a second home a potential hotel owner. So it is, you know, it's the way it is. It's just challenging because sometimes I see so many people coming through, I don't recognize the ones who actually, quote, they say live here, but they only are here four months out of the year. But here are some techniques, Number one, these are obvious, but you have to do them. My former wife did them. Every day when somebody new came through the door, she would repeat their name over and over in her head. She would look at them. She would go in and call them by her name, their name. She would, and this is one of hers, make up a song about the person. Take a song you already know and already like, then make up some silly lyrics with that person's name in there, and ideally a characteristic. Somebody comes in with super blue eyes, you know? Here comes Matt with the super blue eyes, something like that. I'm making that up, but you sing it over and over again, and it begins to burn it into your brain. There are people who say, "Well, I'm just naturally good with names." I think really in most cases you believe it, number one. Most people don't believe they're good with names, and they are. They really, really are. We all are if we give it some effort. So make up a song. The other one, rhyme. I'm going to stay with the name Matt, you know. Here comes Matt. He's not too fat. If he's thin, whatever, okay? Just giving yourself a reason, but you've got to do it several times. And the last one is, of course, the one that's most often taught. And it's the one I just basically alluded to, and that is the association trick. You associate their name with something having to do with their physical appearance, their car, whatever, that you can remind yourself when you see them. And then there's no shortcut. There's absolutely no shortcut. There's just putting in the effort to learn people's names. You can do it. And when you use a person's name, it's like magic. I have become obsessed. First thing I do is ask a server in a restaurant, what is your name? And when they put something down, thank you, Janet, or thank you, Mike, or whatever. And then I just get better service. There's a Thai restaurant here. The first thing I did was learn the two women's names who are always there. And they smile at everybody, but I feel like I get better treatment. So really, really focus on when and how you're using other people's names today. Share the name, say the name as often as you can, not to where you sound silly or like you're being manipulative, but give it a try and you'll be amazed as to how it impacts your day. All right. So since I said how it impacts your day, this is your opportunity to click share. I know that Brittany Lynn already clicked share, and we'll go back and take a look at some of your other posts and comments. This is your chance. Tell me what's going on with you. Ask me a question. And especially if you want to share something about what we were just talking about, which is using people's names. I forget where I was, but it was somewhere recently. It was on the phone, I guess. I was getting customer service from Apple. That's what it was. So it shouldn't surprise you. And the woman who was helping me kept saying my name. She'd say, well, is it working, Will? Is it working? Because I had told her to call me Will. And she's like, is that helping? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I realized that we are reaching a point on my playlist of repeating some of these songs. And some of y'all have told me that. Here's one I don't think we've done. And it's a good one. Everybody knows it, I think. Firework by Katy Perry. Let's all listen to Firework by Katy Perry as soon as we're done today. Awesome. So everybody join me again tomorrow. We're going to be talking tomorrow about the tough news about motivation. Now, don't feel like you've already heard all of this and don't think it's going to be a downer. It's going to be quite inspiring. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the tough news about motivation and more importantly, how to get motivated. It's counterintuitive. And it works every time. Enjoy today. What was your name? Oh, that's right. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Complaint-free world, no more.